Hello again. Not here last week. Laryngitis. Well, for COVID-19, the only way is avoidance, clearly. Worldwide, this seems to be the single most effective measure, given the absence of definitive treatment, vaccine, or even complete agreement as to how best to deal with cases of COVID-19. From the GP community medical viewpoint, though, we realise COVID is on all lips, but all the other stuff is still going on. People's physical and mental health is still troublesome. As we metaphorically stand with our collective feet holding down the pressure plate of everyday life and other conditions, the GP service, community health services are still there for you. We are running virtual surgeries though, planned appointments by phone and some by video link, others via email. New conditions or problems or even new patients with unknown disorders can be a bit challenging, but there's always a way around it. This is hopefully only a very temporary measure. We do not really as yet fully understand, of course, the characteristics of this COVID virus, though we are catching that up fast. How infectious are so-called asymptomatic carriers, if they exist? Or folk before they start showing symptoms, typically about 5 days or less, ex-contact? What about children who, often with standard viral conditions, are so-called super spreaders, infectious for longer, whilst not becoming particularly unwell themselves? The older adults, though, will have form in terms of previous infections with flu and the like, but also a declining in strength immunity system to new or novel infections. Add in a bad chest, heart condition, diabetes, and numerous other issues which may involve a blunting of a normal immune response, and we can see why that group might have problems. Staying in, keeping closely allied to all the advice by listening to the news is all we can do at the moment to mitigate the spread of the COVID virus. And most people seem to be taking this advice very seriously. Thank heavens. Thank heavens for that. And thank you. Testing. Well, yes, it's happening. But the majority of those ringing 111 with symptoms of COVID-19 are not being tested for all kinds of reasons. I've spoken to many recently who clearly have all the classic symptoms, and many who've been tested positive, and they all have similar symptoms. But they're in a low-risk situation by virtue of their symptoms, severity of, age, lifestyle, social interactions, family size, nearness to vulnerable groups, work history. In other words, are they a key worker? I'd like to spray this on about further. Here we are trying to just gauge crude numbers or prevalence on the island, the number of active cases as such at any one time. The software, though, in the 111 response programmes are able to pull this all together, no doubt. Those sent for testing off the next day, sometimes longer, then taking a few days to get the results back, meanwhile self-isolating regardless. The 14-day rule covering that typical period of illness, incubation, recovery, new household members showing early disease symptoms then themselves are placed under 14 days self-isolation. By this method, we are trying to reduce the spread to manageable levels. We're not standing alone here. Our elderly and our vulnerable population deserve nothing less. If it works and manageable levels of acute severe infections are kept to numbers the island's health service can deal with, as we endure the full force of the viral pandemic, that's about to strike. That's a win, but it's not a game. You don't win or lose, you just endure. GPs, community staff and crumbs, the poor district nurses, public health officials, hospice teams, they are really up against it at the moment in terms of logistics. Yeah, but we're all there, as I speak, preparing for a huge surge in community-led work in homes, in nursing homes, at Meds, at Nobles, or even other as yet to be defined places. Believe me, this will undoubtedly be a once-in-a-generation, or perhaps once-in-a-lifetime for many, point in history. A war footing, a huge collective effort is about to happen in terms of absolutely anything being up for discussion in terms of what we need to do to achieve what, but we can only try, and that we will. Keep abreast with the daily news reports on the media. Yes, they do give you a finger into the breeze idea of what's happening, of course, as many nest in their homes on this very unusual time frame. this very unusual time indeed. Good luck. Chin's up. Till next week. Cheerio.